It's Newcastle's Hit 106.9 with Nick, Jess and Ducco.
Boys, we received a message on the Nick, Jess, Ducco Instagram page a little while ago from a woman named Steph. She lives in Maitland and she said, "Legends, I have a huge ask. I need help raising awareness in what is happening in hospitals at the moment, specifically on the maternity ward." And she goes on to talk about her outrage, her disappointment and her discomfort around these restrictions, COVID restrictions, of course, with partners in the maternity ward. Now, Steph is a mum herself, but she's also now 24 weeks pregnant. Mm. And Steph actually joins us on 131060 to get sort of to the bottom of this and to get a bit off your chest, it sounds like. Steph, thank you for your time this morning.
Hello, thank you.
So, Steph, the rest of your message went to go on with saying, "I don't understand how unfair this is to mothers and fathers." So can you, in your own words, talk us through what's currently the restriction in place on the maternity wards in the hospitals?
Yep. So at the moment, for women that are giving birth, they're allowed one support person in hospital. For me, that will be my husband. A lot of cases, it's a partner of sorts. In my case, I will be induced for other medical reasons. And my husband won't be allowed in for the pre-induction, which is the tape in the balloon, which is not a great experience for my first birth. And I would really like him there because it's not something I want to do alone. He'll be allowed there when I'm in active labor. So that's 4 in 10 contractions. And then for the birth, 4 hours after, and then he has to leave. And he will not be allowed back until he picks me up.
So if there are complications and, you know, heaven forbid that this happens, but, you know, you're in NICU and you've got to be in there for a while potentially, or maybe it's a premature birth, he's not allowed in there to support at all.
I believe he will be, for NICU, that's different. I believe he is allowed in to visit the baby, but we cannot go into NICU at the same time. So me and him likely would just pass each other in the hallway, give a little wave, a hug. Best of luck.
Well, surely you can't contact each other if the rule is supposed to stop COVID.
Yeah, it's
yeah. I don't know what that would be actually, but it would be, yeah, me and him would not be able to see each other. He would be allowed in to visit the baby while it's in NICU, but not have any support from me as a mum.
Right.
Yeah, you make a good point in your original message, Steph. You said if a mother has to stay in a few days, she somehow has to rest, recover, and take care of a newborn all by herself with no support from the partner.
Yeah.
And, of course, you've got the brilliant hospital staff there, but they've also got...
They're run off their feet right
so
now.
..so many other people to be assisting in that moment
too. The midwives are doing an amazing job. Like, they are doing anything they can. They're short-staffed. They're trying to be that extra person when they're already people down.
Yeah.
So it's adding a lot of pressure on them as well, and they are suffering. This is definitely nothing against all the hard work they're doing, but mothers need the support of their partners, whether it be a father, wife, anyone needs to be there to see their child in the first few days.
For people who haven't had kids before, what do you think is the most important thing that a partner can be there for?
Oh, everything, A to Z. For me, last time I lucked out, he was allowed in for the induction. A lot of people couldn't. It was really traumatic for me. It was just awful. But I want him there this time. We still have time, so we still have 24, well, we're only 24 weeks, so we still have another 14-ish weeks. But there are people going through this now where fathers are probably listening to this and not allowed in to see their babies. And the mothers are needing the support. Their hormones are surging right now. Mm. And one of you has twins. Nick?
Yes, I do.
Imagine,
can you imagine not being there for those first few days of
chaos for Georgia?
Parents?
How would you do that?
How do you imagine?
It'd be two, and then she'd come out of hospital, right, just having kids. And you guys have been living two different lives for a few days.
That's true.
It'd be so strange.
But, like, this is a very, very specific scenario. But the reason why this hits me so hard is because you might not know, Stephanie, but our daughter was, diagnosed that she was going to live for 3 days. But there were no health complications with it other than the fact that she was going to die, right? So she wouldn't have been in NICU. She would have just passed away at the end of 3 days. So Georgette would have had the kids. I would have stayed there for 4 hours and then missed the only 3 days of my daughter's life.
Oh, my God.
Let that sink in for a second.
And it didn't end up happening, which is wonderful. But we all expected it to. And under these rules, and again, very specific situation, that's what we're looking at.
Yeah.
Anything can happen, you know?
And we totally appreciate that, yes, keeping COVID out of a maternity ward is very important for the health of our, for the sake of our healthcare workers and the sake of a new mum, the sake of a new baby, for the sake of the father himself or the partner themselves. But then you hear the scenarios like these where it might have been a traumatic birth or anything like that. You need that support person.
And then, I guarantee you that pretty much every father in the world, because if you've had kids, you've been through this many times, will happily sleep on a deck chair if they're allowed to stay in the
under
hospital.
Under an air conditioner.
Yeah. I don't know how you're contracting COVID if you're just staying in the maternity ward with your partner.
Do your tests before you go in.
We
make
have
sure
the
we're
means.
Good.
Like in 2020, we didn't have the means of the rapid antigen test. Mm. Now we do, if you can find one. But we have some time to hunt one down. But we have the means to, he would happily take a test every time he went into the hospital.
But that's
just a non-option for him.
The anxiety that must be giving you, Steph. And as you said, you've still got a few weeks to go. But for parents who are facing this today, in the next week or so, that anxiety would be through the roof at a time where you probably need to be calm as much as you can be.
Being calm is good during labor.
I mean, in the lead up, I do not expect you to be calm during active labor. But Steph, thank you so much for sharing this story. If you are going through something else, you know we're always here. You can absolutely reach out to us, Nick, Jess and Ducco, as Steph has. Unfortunately, I feel like usually we try and, you know, tie a nice little bow on conversation like this and offer some sort of solution or a pathway. But it just feels like this is the state of affairs right now, doesn't it? I don't know how to say goodbye to Steph without leaving you on a
there
legend.
Is no nice little bow, I don't think.
Exactly.
Let's
it feels
this chat
really
raises
wrong.
Awareness to those out there and people listening.
And we can have some conversations about, is this actually appropriate? Is it necessary?
Yeah.
What can we be
Start
doing for new parents?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
thank
for
you so much
Steph.
For having me on, guys.
No worries.